In this bulletin, the United States Secretary of Defense opposes using the military to quell protests. India's financial capital, Mumbai, escapes the worst of Cyclone Nisarga. And an AFL player is in hospital after collapsing at training. I'm Asam Al-Ghalib, and this is SBS News. The United States Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he does not support deploying the military to help police put an end to the protests over the death of George Floyd. Mr. Esper says he opposes Donald Trump's suggestion to invoke the country's Insurrection Act to deploy the military. He maintains such support for the police should be left to the National Guard.
I say this not only as Secretary of Defense, but also as a former soldier and a former member of the National Guard. The option to use active duty forces in a law enforcement role should only be used as a matter of last resort and only in the most urgent and dire of situations. We are not in one of those situations now. I do not support invoking the Insurrection Act.
Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison is reportedly going to upgrade the murder charges against the former police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes. U.S. media is reporting that Derek Chauvin will be charged with second-degree murder, and charges will also be laid against three other now-sacked police officers who took part in the arrest. The demonstrations have continued in the United States, although there's been less violence. Police in Seattle fired tear gas and flash grenades at protesters, and across Washington State and Oregon, there were sporadic violence with protesters throwing bottles and fireworks. In New York, a citywide curfew continued for the second night as officials tried to minimize looting and violent clashes. Meanwhile, thousands of people in the United Kingdom have gathered in central London to protest against racism following the death of George Floyd. Protesters wearing face masks and dressed in red chanted, "No justice, no peace, no racist police," as they walked through Hyde Park. It is the second largest major protest in Britain after hundreds gathered in Trafalgar Square on Sunday prior to marching to the American embassy. India's financial capital, Mumbai, has appeared to escape the brunt of a cyclone after winds shifted direction, causing the storm to make landfall further south than expected. The Indian Meteorological Department says Cyclone Nisarga barreled into the western coast about 100 kilometers south of Mumbai with wind gusts of up to 120 kilometers per hour. Around 100,000 people, including COVID-19 patients, were evacuated from the area. Oxfam India's Director of Humanitarian Response, Pankaj Anand, says the cyclone still poses many risks.
Breaking down of agriculture supply chains, and we have to still wait and see what happens when the cyclone moves to other areas, because there is a chance of a flash flood happening.
Cyclone Nisarga comes after Cyclone Amphan, which killed more than 100 people when it struck eastern India and Bangladesh in May, destroying farms, leaving millions without electricity, and flattening villages. The federal government has announced a $688 million home builder package. It is part of a scheme designed to keep the construction industry moving. Australians looking to build or renovate in the second half of the year will be able to receive $25,000 from the Morrison government. It's only open to people earning less than $125,000 a year or $200,000 per couple. The funds cannot be used on investment properties or to construct things outside the house, such as swimming pools, outdoor spas, or sheds. In the AFL, Fremantle forward Cam McCarthy is in hospital after suddenly collapsing at training in Perth. An ambulance was called after 25-year-old McCarthy collapsed while doing non-contact training with a small group of teammates. He's undergoing further assessment and tests to determine the cause of his collapse. Fremantle coach Justin Longmire says he's pleased at how the club's medical staff reacted to help the player.
Yeah, obviously not a good thing seeing someone collapse and the players being around that as well, but our medical team was on the scene really quickly and responded really professionally, and he's been well looked after now.
And now, a look at today's weather. Perth, 23 degrees, partly cloudy. Adelaide, 15, sunny. Melbourne, 14, mostly sunny. Hobart, 14, sunny. Canberra, a morning frost and sunny at 13 degrees. Wollongong, 16 degrees, partly cloudy. Sydney's also partly cloudy at 17. Newcastle, a shower or two at 17. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 22 degrees. Cairns, 25 degrees and partly cloudy. And Darwin, a sunny 31 degrees.